This is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Franco. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed condolences over the loss of lives due to a factory fire in Solapur, Maharashtra. In a social media post, President Murmu expressed deepest condolences to all the bereaved families and prayed for the speedy recovery of those injured. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Modi has announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund, PMNRF, in the next of kin to the next of kin of each deceased. The injured would be given 50,000 rupees. He wished the injured recover soon. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will undertake an official 6-day visit to the Netherlands, Denmark and Germany from today to the 24th of this month. During the visit, Dr. Jaishankar will meet the leadership of the 3 countries and hold discussions with his counterparts on the entire gamut of bilateral relations and regional and global matters of mutual interest. The visit is part of India's ongoing diplomatic engagements aimed at deepening strategic ties and enhancing cooperation with key European partners, focusing on strategic partnerships, trade, investment, and regional and global issues of mutual interest. Deputy Chairman Rajya Sabha Harivansh led India's official delegation to the solemn ceremony of the inauguration of the pontificate of Pope Leo XIV in the Vatican City. Deputy Chief Minister of Nagaland, Yanthungo Peyton, accompanied the Deputy Chairman at the event. The External Affairs Ministry said the Indian delegation had an audience with Pope Leo XIV after the ceremony. Prime Minister Modi had earlier tweeted his felicitations to Pope Leo XIV on his election as Supreme Pontiff. BJP held Tiranga Yatras in different parts of the national capital yesterday, celebrating the success of Operation Sindoor against Pakistan and honouring the armed forces. Multiple yatras were held throughout the city, including New Delhi, Janakpuri, Najafgarh, Matiala and Dwarka. Addressing a rally in Arkipuram, New Delhi, MP Bansuri Swaraj said that the yatra has witnessed a huge support from women who have come forward to show solidarity for Operation Sindoor and thank the Indian Armed Forces. She added that Operation Sindoor is the resolve of justice. Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, reviewed the functioning of media units of the ministry in Bengaluru yesterday. He held a meeting with senior officers and sought details on the activities. He visited various sections in Doordarshan and sought details on various programs being broadcast. The minister planted a sapling in the Doordarshan Kendra premises under the Ek Ped Ma Ke Naam program. Former Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister and Bahujan Samaj Party BSP Chief Mayawati has appointed Akash Anand as Chief National Coordinator of the party. The decision was taken at a national level meeting at the party's central office located in New Delhi. It was decided that Akash Anand will take charge of the BSP's future programs in the country. India clinched the South Asian Football Federation SAFF Under-19 Championship 2025, beating Bangladesh 4-3 in penalty shootout in the final at the Golden Jubilee Stadium in Upia, Arunachal Pradesh. In IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans defeated host Delhi Capitals by 10 wickets at the Arun Jaitley Stadium, chasing a target of 200 runs. Gujarat's opening pair of Sai Sudarshan and skipper Shubman Gill remained unbeaten. And that's the end of this news bulletin.